Now the question for Gregory Dietz or Dietz, D-I-E-T-Z, May 1243. Address as a letter to Dr. Mary M-U-R-R-A-Y, 583-1914. Dear Dr. Mary, consultation for Mr. Dietz, 79-year-old, who has abnormal kidney function, comes accompanied with family member. Underlying history of hypertension, diabetes, long-standing, recently ARB, losartan, HCTC discontinue, replaced with hydralazine because of renal failure, blood pressure not as well controlled with the present regimen, denies change of weight appetite, denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no reported diarrhea, bleeding, no reported infection in the urine, cloudiness, or blood. Does have symptoms of enlargement of the prostate with frequency nocturia, however, no gross incontinence. Has obesity, chronic edema, no ulcers, claudication symptoms, discolor of the toes, stable dyspneum activity, no chest pain palpitation syncope, no gross orthopnea PND or oxygen, no purulent arterial hemoptysis, other review system is negative. Next paragraph, the past medical history for hypertension, long-standing, also diabetes, obesity, esophageal reflux, is being aware of kidney problems for the last 10 years. No deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, no coronary artery disease, question, aortic valve stenosis, no rheumatic fever, endocarditis, no congestive heart failure, TIS stroke, denies gastrointestinal bleeding, anemia, blood transfusion, liver disease, no reported kidney stones, gout, pneumonia, not aware of anemia, some chronic back pain, arthritis changes, but no anti-inflammatory agents. I do not see medications for diabetes at the present time. There is no reported retinopathy, neuropathy. Next paragraph, surgeries including appendix, bilateral hip replacement, nasal surgery for septum repair, macular degeneration surgery, left-sided the last 1 year. Next paragraph, no side effects, allergies, but he is avoiding anti-inflammatory agents because of kidney disease. Next number, briefly smoking for a number of years, discontinued more than 40 years ago, drinks beer 2-3 days a week. No family history of kidney disease. There is, however, diabetes, blood pressure in the family. Next paragraph, present medications, no losartan, no HCTC, takes Norvasc, Atenolol, Hydralazine, Zocor, Prilosec, Nurantin, Ecotrin, which is apparently for prophylaxis, no anti-inflammatory agents as treatment. Next paragraph, other review system as indicated above. Next paragraph on physical exam, weight 265, height of 70 inches, blood pressure 142 over 80, overweight, alert oriented time 3, normal speech, normal eye movements, no facial asymmetry, no expressive aphasia, no gross palpable neck masses, but he has very thick neck, no gross carotid bruit JBD, I don't hear localized valves, no pericardial wrap, no gross arrhythmia, difficult to precise internal organs, body size, large abdomen, adipose tissue, chronic lower extremity edema, no gross focal motor deficit. Next paragraph. Last chemistries are from December. Creatinine progressively recent, presently 1.7. 2022, 1.6 to 1.7, 2019, 1.4, 1.5, present GFR down to 39, stage 3B, sodium, potassium, acid base normal, calcium normal. Low HDL, other liver function tests, other cholesterol function tests not elevated. Prior coronavirus infection in April 2022. No gross anemia, prior normal red blood cell platelets normal. Liver function test not elevated 2021. I see a normal A1C diabetes in 2020 at 5.5, so the diabetes might not be true. The last urine analysis available is from February 2020, 3 years ago. At that time, no protein, no blood, no cells, no bacteria. There is multiple X-rays for joints, hips, MRIs of the spine. Through the years, I don't see anything related to kidney. No echocardiogram, prior EKG, sinus bradycardia, PVCs. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive renal failure, presently stage 3B. Clinically, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema. Does have obesity, some symptoms of enlargement of the prostate. Previously, no documented abnormalities in the urine to suggest active glomerulonephritis vasculitis. However, this is already a few years back. New chemistry needs to be updated. We are going to do a kidney ultrasound to rule out obstruction or urinary retention. Avoiding anti-inflammatory agents. I will have no problem going back to ACE inhibitors or ARBs, which is the main state of treatment for chronic kidney disease and hypertension. We will see what the new chemistry shows and the ultrasound before we go back on that. Our goal blood pressure for chronic kidney disease should be more close to 130, 135 over 70, 75 or below. We'll see what the new chemistry shows. All questions answered, patient and wife. We'll follow up with you and of the patient.